Now, why do we keep on stripping medals from our war heroes? We've got another example this morning. It has to do with the first contingent of those who served in Somalia during the early 1990s. And for the past 30 years, they've been proudly wearing their Australian Service Medal with the clasp Somalia. But they're being taken away, all due to an admin issue. Brian Sankey is one of the impacted veterans. He writes, "I was deployed as part of the initial deployment of Aussie troops to Somalia as part of the United Nations. This contingent was deployed under peacekeeping provisions, which resulted in the award of the Australian Service Medal. As a result of changes to the designation of the United Nations actions from peacekeeping to peacemaking, the initial contingent was also awarded the Australian Active Service Medal. We've now been told the initial UN contingent of 30 personnel will lose the Australian Service Medal and will have to remount our medals at our own cost, which on a pension is costly." Another impacted veteran writes, "My thoughts about being stripped of the ASM clasp Somalia over my dead body. Arrest me, charge me, I don't care." Another one writes, "After this Anzac Day, I'll throw my medals in the bin because apparently they have no value and can be taken away at the stroke of a pen." Joining us on the line is Gary Conquest, who was part of the contingent in Somalia. Gary, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
I just cannot believe that we would bother taking away medals that were handed to you 30 years ago.
We can't believe it either. But it's worked down to an admin area within the Defence Honours and Awards Tribunal.
Now, did you have the job of informing others? I'm told that people weren't even told directly by the Defence Force or Veterans Affairs that you found out about it. You had the job of informing others.
Well, I did. I sent an email out to the email addresses of the ASC1 members I had. So that was the first they would have heard about it.
And what was the reaction?
You can see from what you've read out, some of the 11 unhappy people, very, very disjointed.
And none of them are accused of wrongdoing. It's not like they've done something wrong. The Defence Honours and Awards Tribunal has made this recommendation. And by the way, in their report, they got dates wrong, didn't they?
Oh, yes. Prolific dates, incorrect. And it's a wonder because that's how they made this mistake, by not investigating the start and finish dates of ASC1 by the advanced party and by the main body. If they did that, they wouldn't have done what they did, because we served not up to 30 April, as they state in the report, but the advanced party stayed until 3rd of June and the main body stayed until the 8th of July. So we qualified for the ASM anyway from the 1st of May, and for the Meritorious Unit Citation on the 31st of May. So they did this revocation to do the same thing, basically. But in the effort to do it, they took away the ASM.
Oh, I've contacted the Minister, Matt Keogh. He's overseas at the moment. He's in Brussels. And he's given me an explanation, which is so confusing because, as you know, it's very hard to describe this to everyone. But I wrote back to him saying, look, the feedback from some of these guys is as follows. We're having a medal taken away. It's being replaced by a medal we've already got. And the cost of remounting the medals falls on us when we can't afford it. And I've said to the minister, if what you're doing is so fair, why have these people sent me these messages? Why are they so angry? And if they've had a medal for 30 years, can't they just keep on wearing it?
Yeah. Now, if the administrative area where a tribunal made the mammoth mistake, it wouldn't have.
Well, listen, we appreciate you jumping on the line and telling us about it. I can understand why people are upset. I don't know why we do this to people. I mean, surely there are larger fish to fry. Gary, thanks for jumping on the line.
My pleasure, Ben.
Gary Conquest, one of those affected, and I'll just leave you with this message from one of the veterans who says, "How strongly do I object to this decision? Simple, really. After this Anzac Day, I will throw my medals in the bin, as they apparently have no value if you can easily have them taken from you at the stroke of a pen. I will also cease working for the Australian Electoral Commission at each election because I feel like I'm aiding the election of idiots who support this type of decision.
If you've got a news tip, email ben@2gb.com.